And now this is a dictation for Catherine, C-H-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Huerta, W-E-R-D as in David, A, February 1857, address as a letter, Dr. Stapleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stapleton, teleconference video for Mrs. Huerta in the company of Dr. Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, last visit in November, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, CHF, remains on oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters. It's my understanding that cardiology, University of Michigan, they don't believe she has congestive heart failure. She is supposed to have a nuclear medicine scan to rule out coronary artery disease, but has to be postponed because of active coronavirus infection. She's supposed to be 5 days in isolation, and after that, wearing a mask, minimal symptoms, minimal cough, sputum production, no discolor or bleeding, no changes of weight, appetite, or taste or smell, no vomiting, diarrhea, no bleeding, good urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no edema. She did receive corona vaccine and booster back in November. She doesn't smoke. She also has recently colonoscopy with 2 adenomatous polyps removed to have another colonoscopy in 5 years. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice anticoagulation, Xarelto. Blood pressure, metoprolol, Aldactone. Has not taken any Lasix recently. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 114.77. She is alert, oriented times 3, attentive. I don't see any respiratory distress. Full sentences, no facial asymmetry. Way down from 278 to 75. Next paragraph, chemistry is in April, creatinine 1.4, which is the same as in January, although maybe progressive over time. Present GFR 38, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. No gross anemia. Normal white blood cell platelets, macrocytosis 105. There has been no protein in the urine, only trace, no cells or bacteria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. If it's progressing, it's very slowly, and there is no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy pericarditis. Minimal activity in the urine for blood, for the most part, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen. Etiology is not clear. She's been told that there is no congestive heart failure. Workup in progress, as indicated above. She needs to discuss with pulmonologists if all the workup for heart comes negative, what's the etiology? This is not related to kidney problems or volume overload. This is not related to anemia, which she is not, or any electrolyte abnormalities. Next number, COVID has not required hospital admission. Next number, hypertension, which appears to be well controlled. Next number, mild degree of secondary hyperparathyroidism that has not required treatment. All questions were answered. They understand that this is a progressive disease. We are trying to prevent developing dialysis. End of dictation.